Welcome to the first episode of Talks with Chi. I'm your host, Chi. Let's get into it. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my brand new revamped podcast. My brand new revamped podcast I like to call Thoughts with Chi. I've been thinking about bringing my podcast back for a while. Actually, I count this as the first episode because when I first started the podcast, I did one audio episode. It was just me telling how the episode was going to be, and then I didn't upload after that. Why? Because it felt rushed. This time I took my time to plan out the episodes and really figure out what goes into a podcast. I didn't want it to be rushed just because, oh, it's a thought. I wanted it to be planned out, such as the scenery, me talking on a mic, me looking presentable on the podcast episodes. I'm just very excited for where this podcast journey is going to take me, which is why this first episode is called Starting Your Journey. Starting first with this podcast, this brand new podcast. I'm hoping to reach a beautiful audience of people, whether it's friends, family, new friends, old friends. Like, this is a different side of me that a lot of people don't get to see on YouTube. Per se, if you know me in person, you know this is not really me, but on YouTube, I do story times, and I'm just very, like, sometimes I call it animated a little. I'm definitely a character on YouTube. No, I'm not a character. That's probably a bad choice of words. That's probably a bad choice of words, but I'm definitely, like, sometimes exaggerated on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Especially when I do my story times, I'm very, like, I get my point across because I really tell y'all how I be feeling at the moment. I really do tell y'all the best I can about my experience of the stories or whatever. Anyway, this podcast is very important to me. It's like a new baby because this is, like I said, it's a new way for people to get to see me. Not a lot of editing. It's going to be editing because it's a podcast. However, it's a... no jump cuts, no music in the background. It's just me talking for however long the episode is. This is the first episode, so it's kind of like an introduction to those who don't know me. Let's start that off. Hi, my name is Carlos. I go by Chi. I am 22 years old. I'm currently in college, a senior in college at that. I love to create things. I love to film, edit. I'm currently on the path of becoming an actor. And I've been in a few things here and there. I'm currently a theater student. I've always loved the word create. The word create has always stood out to me. And it's because I think I like to see how things come about when they're in the process of being made. So, like, just for example, if I'm making a TV show and I see the casting is being put together, and the writing is coming together, and the set is coming together, what warms my heart is seeing people on a set finna say those lines that, for instance, if I wrote the lines, I'm ready to see them say these lines, you know, that I've sat on for so long, and stuff like that. Like, I just love creating things, and I love being artistic. I love being artistic. I love expressing myself in different ways. If y'all hear, like, beeps and sounds and things like that, I apologize. I am, my building is near a parking lot, so that's why it can be all type of sounds, which I also got this mic as well. Like I said, my podcast, this is not going to be, like, a bunch of jump cuts, so, like, if I mess up on a word, that's just going to be that. It's okay to make mistakes, hey. We'll get into that another time. But as I was saying, back to me. I love to create. Most of my family and my friends watch my YouTube videos and they're like, oh, like, you know, why don't you upload a lot? Why don't you do this a lot? Why don't you do that a lot? And most of the time I tell them, like, hey, I be having a lot of stuff to do. Like, most of my family members love watching my YouTube channel. My nephew included. He just love watching my YouTube videos. Like, one day we were in the living room and he was talking and he put on YouTube and was like, look, Uncle Chi-Chi, that's you. Look at Chi-Chi, that's you. It was just so funny to me because I'd be feeling embarrassed in the moment. I'd be like, no, like, it's so strange watching myself. And you'll think that's strange to say because I edit my own videos, not to toot my own horn. or anything, but I edit my own videos. I've been doing that for years, and as a 22-year-old, I can tell you, 13-year-old me had no idea that that was a gift. I feel that creating and like editing is my gift. I've heard this from B. Simone on her podcast. A gift is usually something that comes easy to you that's not easy to others. And I've figuring that out slowly. Like a lot of people, don't really know how to work technology or know how to edit different things. I'm like, well, this came naturally to me. This is a gift to me. Like I've been doing this stuff since 13 years old. So this has to be like a gift to me. And it's something I'm very passionate about. And the reason like I didn't just push out videos on YouTube, for times where like I had to be consistent is because it's a passion to me, and I didn't want it to feel like something to just throw out and get famous or get viral and things like that. YouTube has always had my heart. It's always been a passion of mine to create and share how I'm feeling to others. So, with that being said, I didn't want to just like push out videos and be like, "Here, hope this goes viral." No, it's the same way with like TikTok and Instagram. Excuse me. I don't really use Instagram like that no more. I use TikTok. TikTok, I haven't been uploading on there as well because once again, the app is just kind of changing. It's in this big changing thing, and I don't want to put out things just to go viral. I want to put it out if I want to put it out because once again, creating is what I love to do. Creating is what I love to do. But like I said, this podcast is to kind of expand on that. I want to open up to an audience to let them know, like, whenever you watch this podcast, this is a breather for you. Like, for those people who feel like throughout the day they're just smiling their life away and just smiling, just like literally just smiling their life away, when deep down you're like, damn, like I'm tired, I'm exhausted. This is the spot for you. I know for a fact, like, grown young man, I can tell you, like, there's been times where you've been told to, like, just smile through the pain, and sometimes you can't smile through the pain. Sometimes you just gotta break down and be like, look, I'm human. And that's okay. You're human. You're gonna have your moments, but it's important to know that after those moments, you get right back up and dust yourself off and do what you gotta do. And I know it's easier said than done, but promise you, when you put your mind to it, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Sorry, I'm saying a lot. Like I said, y'all, this is not gonna have any cuts because it's a podcast, and I don't want it to have like all those extra cuts and things like that because it looks unauthentic. You know what I'm saying? Like versus a regular YouTube video, like story times, okay, understandable because there's some things you have to cut and da da da. But on my podcast, I want it to be real. I want it to be authentic. I want you guys to see me like stumping over a word or something like that, like. You know, like not trying to cut it out to make it seem like I don't make mistakes or anything. It's just a podcast is more professional. Eventually it will turn into a two camera pod, but we're still working on that. Eventually, but for now, this is just like a one camera pod, with my scenery and me talk to y'all for however long, which I'm having fun so far. I love doing this right now. I'm cheesing hard right now because I'm cheesing hard because when I thought about this idea months ago, I was like, I don't want to bring back my podcast. I really do. And part of me was like, hold on. Let's not just jump on the Instagram page I made for the podcast and be like, coming back soon and not have an idea at all, not have a logo, not have nothing. Because that was my mistake the first time. Not having a thing in mind, not even an episode plan, not a platform to put it on besides YouTube. Hold on, we gotta take our time and create with passion. So, I sat on this idea for months, and I was talking to my friends about bringing it back, and they was like, okay, like you know, like what's your plan? Like, how are you gonna do it? And I was like, well, I'm gonna do it this way, and da 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 da. And it was like, okay, sounds like a plan. The thought of a podcast has always been in my head. Like, Anytime I'm with friends and we're talking for hours, and it feel like 10 minutes, literally, but we're talking for hours. And I'm like, yo, we should have a podcast. And everybody's usually like, yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, that's a great idea. But everybody's schedule is so crazy. I was in the works of working on a podcast with somebody else as well. We were trying to plan it out. I don't know what happened there. I was just like, you know what? It's time for me to make my own journey and start my podcast if I really want to do it, because it never helps if you keep saying you're going to do it and then you don't do it, but instead like putting your mind to it and actually doing it. And that's what makes me feel good about like actually creating. Like, yes, it's a plan, but once you start acting on that plan, it's like, ah, oh, okay, I can see this coming, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, Thoughts with Chi is here. I'm looking forward to creating episodes for you guys every week. Whatever day I upload this on will be the day that I upload on every week for this podcast, because when it comes to things like this, I have to be consistent. If I really love doing this, I have to be consistent. And I don't want to upload willy-nilly, then people don't know when the podcast episode is coming out. You know what I'm saying? At a certain time, it has to be filmed on a certain day. I'm currently filming this on a Wednesday, and I'm like, okay, it's getting there, y'all. It's getting there. I don't know how to explain it further without explaining too much, but it's getting there. It's getting there. I promise y'all. I'm just so happy to be doing this right now, y'all. I'm so happy to be doing this. Like, this is so incredible. The crazy thing is, I've been, for the past few months, it's just been a wave of just like so much stuff. And this past summer, I was so like tired from like literally doing nothing. And let me explain. So during the summer, I thought I was gonna have a job. I thought when I get out of after I finished junior year, I was gonna have a job for the summer and do all this other stuff. But plans backfired and I didn't have a job. I was basically stuck in the house, just like not being able to move. Well, I can move around, but you know, like there's nothing much you could do without, you know, money in this economy. So basically the whole summer I was just like chilling and cruising on my summer off. And I don't think it was a mistake of me being sat down and plate, I don't know the right word for it, being stagnant the whole summer. Like, I was ready to work, 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 save, save, save. But then it's like, once you're tired, you know, you're tired. I feel like that was a break needed. I needed to slow down and take time to take in everything. I spoke about this in one of my YouTube videos. I'm sorry, I'm saying y'all. This is so irritating. To me, it's irritating too. I spoke about this in one of my YouTube videos. It was like where was my train of thought? Oh, it was to where was my train of thought? Anyway, back to, damn, what was I gonna say? See, this is what I be talking about. What was I gonna say? This might be a cut, I ain't gonna lie, if I can't think of what else I'm gonna say. Oh, okay. So, I was talked about this in a YouTube video before, where it's like I was working so hard on like sophomore year, like I was in like damn near every production almost, going constantly going hard, because I love acting, things like that. And I'm in college. You know, working and working and working, and like at the time I had lost somebody who was really close to me, which is crazy because 3 years today makes 3 years of losing that person. And I still remember that night where I was just like in that dorm room, just like feeling so yeah. Today made 3 years of losing that person. And so anytime I think about that moment of when I was going so hard and doing production after production and working really hard, like it was kind of like a way of numbing what I was supposed to be feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like I was trying to, it wasn't me trying to run away from what was happening, but at the same time, it was like I was busy, so I didn't have time to process what was happening. When I lost this person that was close to me, the following year I went straight into like productions, and this was it was one big huge production too. Like, it was just it was me being in college and trying to like figure out what was going on, but then being worried, and eventually I was just like working and working and working. And of course, I had my moments where I was sad, of course, because, this is my family, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so what was I going what I was going with that point is, sometimes in life we, excuse me, y'all, sometimes in life we work so hard, like continuously, to the point that we don't notice everything around us. Like, we get so distracted by the smaller things and this and that, and I gotta do this and I gotta get that. But did we take the time to just sit down and be like, you know what? I made it here today. Somebody didn't make it this far in the day. I'm thankful. Every morning I wake up, I'm like, thank you, God, for letting me be able to see another day. Most people go to sleep and don't get to wake up. And I'm very grateful that I have that opportunity. That God blessed me to see another day. Sorry, my cold. I got a cold, sorry. Yeah. So I know as humans, it's so much to do in the day. It's so much to do in a day with little time. And it seems like time is getting shorter and shorter and shorter, and the day is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Side topic. Today, I had a headache. A bad headache. I mean, bad. I took my allergy pills. I think it's the allergy pills. I don't know. We'll figure that out another time. But I just want to take the allergy pills. I took an allergy pill, and I started feeling like woozy like an hour after. And I think this has happened before, but I thought like maybe I was coming down with something. I was like, I don't know. And then today when I took it, I was like, wait a minute, I took an allergy pill that day. I feel the same way. So it has to be the allergy pills. I went in, well, I don't want to tell y'all what it did because it's tight like this. Just know it's coming soon. But throughout the day I went and did something, my head was like ringing. I get to my friend's dorm and I'm just like, I need to take a nap. She's like, okay. She goes to work, I go to take me a nap. My other friend's sitting in the chair and I'm just like, sleep. And I'm thinking like it's like an hour or two nap. I'm asleep for 5 hours, 3 or 5 hours. I'm like, what? By this time it was like 5 or 7 o'clock. She's like, yeah, you slept for like 3 or 5 hours. And I'm like, time literally flies. Like, and I know y'all probably like, well, yeah, you were asleep, like of course. But like even when I'm woke, like the day goes by so fast. I know most of y'all can relate to it as well. Like the day goes by so fast. It's like, dang, like, when do we have time in the day to just like and it's kind of crazy because the most peaceful time at night, the most peaceful time for me is personally like the middle of the night, like 12 to 3 a.m. I'm up, I'm thinking, I'm doing me, I'm chilling, right? But during the day, it's so many people, everybody's just like woke and everybody's just doing everything, and you have so much to do during the day that nighttime is so peaceful because it's like you have nothing to do at nighttime. Well, me personally, I don't have anything to do at nighttime but go to sleep. I get a little free time to myself, whether it's come up with content ideas or finish some assignments just before the next day start. But yeah, the day goes by, the days go by so fast, and it's kind of scary, I ain't gonna lie. Like it's 5 o'clock already? What? Like, stuff like that. Like, when I tell y'all, it never gets easier. No, I'm kidding. But yeah. What else was I gonna say? I gotta stop saying take a shot for it. No, do that. No, do that. No, I was about to say, take a shot for every time I say No. Don't do that. I do not that call. Yeah. Y'all, I'm having fun doing this right now. Like this is chill. This is very cool. I'm literally being me in my room, my dorm room, just chilling. Man. I promise y'all the second episode is gonna be a little bit better because I'll have more filler words than you get what I'm saying. I'm over here like I'm sorry, y'all. I know it's annoying. I don't want to sit here and just say for 50 minutes straight. So I'm just gonna sit here and say, hey, this is me being me. That's probably gonna get cut. I don't know. Anyway, y'all, I'm nervous. I'm nervous. Okay, I'm nervous. Like I'm happy. Okay, I gotta stop saying nervous and I'm gonna say anxious. I'm very anxious about the podcast. Like right now, what's going through my head is like posting the episode, and I don't even care about the views at this point because I've did like I said, I did YouTube for 10 years. I don't care about the views. I've had videos that did good. I've had videos that did worse. This podcast to me is not about the views. It's about the people that. This is about the people who feel touched by my podcast, who feels heard by my podcast. Like if I make an episode about something and y'all like Carl, like I don't wanna say my real name. If y'all like, gee, I felt that. Like when you said at such and such, like I felt that. That's what warms my heart because it's like most people feel these same emotions, but sometimes you don't feel comfortable talking about it, or you don't feel comfortable talking about it with particular people. Like I said, we're all humans. We all go through things. We all go through things, and sometimes we don't like to talk about it, and that's okay. Once again, we're human. We're gonna have our days. I have my days as well. Like, people know me as like the kid that's always smiling, and he's always kind, and he never has a bad day. Like, literally, I feel like people think that. Like, people think it never have a bad day. Like, he's always smiling, and that's true. It's true about the smiling part, but I have my days definitely. I used to get asked a lot, like, why are you just smiling? Like, why do you smile? Like, you look at me and I'm smiling. And I think it's because I'm just me. Like, I've always been naturally happy. I've always been a smiling person. I don't know. It's just in me. I smile when I'm comfortable. I smile when I'm uncomfortable. It's just me smiling, just especially when I'm happy. Like, that smile is 10 times bigger, I guarantee that. So it's like every day I'm just like smiling through life right now. Just even when you feel a bad day coming, you just, hey, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here. And I've had a lot of close friends be like, when I first met you, I was just like, why is he smiling? Like, what's the smile at? And it's just because when I'm comfortable somewhere, you're gonna see me smiling. If I'm vibing with you, you're gonna see me smiling. I'm a smiling person. I've had family members tell me as well, all you do is smile and nod, don't you? I'm like, well, yeah. But no, for real, on a serious note, I love smiling because it's natural to me. It don't feel forced. It's not forced. Have I forced a smile? Yeah, sometimes. But for the most part, throughout the day, I'm a silly person sometimes. I smile because, hey, my smile is my smile. Hey, all 36 showing. And do we got 36? I think we got 36. Anyway, yeah, y'all know the point. 39, 36. Anyway, yeah, man. Hey, sometimes you just gotta smile. You just gotta. Shit. I might cut that part. I don't know. Y'all, I'm really like. If you're still with me on this episode, I want to say thank you because thank you. I'm trying to find words to say. That's why I named this episode "Starting My Journey" because I'm starting fresh from the content y'all are used to seeing, which is me being like story times and vlogs and da 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 da, and like you can only see like 5 minutes of the vlog and 15 minutes of the story time, if that, versus like 20 to 30 minutes of me just being me, and you don't have to see all them cuts and edits and sounds in the background. It's like, oh, da, da, da. Like it's a lot. It's a lot. I'm all over the place right now with what I want to say, but this is how I want y'all to see the podcast. Like, not just me yapping, but like me showing y'all what I think to itself, so y'all can understand that it's okay to be yourself. It's okay to yap sometimes. Like I said, I've been talking to the camera for 10 years now. I've been talking to the camera for 10 years now. And some people feel like setting up a camera in your room and talking to it with a ring light, it's like, ugh, that's so cringy. But to me, when I started at 13, like, I was like, I love the camera. The camera is cool. Like, I like taking pictures. I like doing this and I like doing that. It comes natural to me. Like I said, it's my gift. And I want to be able to share my gift with everybody else because, once again, most people have the same gift and they may not feel like it's something they're good at. I have some great friends. Have y'all ever had those? I'm tapping out those place. Have you ever had those friends who like are so good at something, and but they don't take the craft serious? Rather, it's making something, creating, whether it's nails or shoes or fashion or what else, cars, whatever it is. They're so good at it, and then they just like they don't notice that they're good at it, and they just like, eh, okay. And it's like you're a pro at this. Like, if I was you, I would do this. I would create that business. Da, da, da. And it's crazy because I have friends like that. And I'm like, you're so good at this. Like, if you start a business, you'll be up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got this. But then when it comes to myself, I feel like they look at me the same way. It's kind of like, bro, you're so good at this stuff. Like, why are you not starting a business with it? Why are you not da, 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 da? And I think when I have those moments of looking at them, like, why don't you start a business? And they look at me like, why don't you start a business? I have to keep in mind that sometimes it's hard to turn it into something else when it starts off as a hobby. For me, creating videos has always been like my side hobby. It's like it's always been not even a side hobby, it's been a main hobby to me. Like, creating has always been a hobby to me. It's something I do in my free time or private time, public time, whatever it is. I just love doing it because it's a breather for me. And versus turning into a business, turning it into a business, it's like that's major. Like, that's when you really, really have to be on it. Which I understand. I totally get it. I totally understand. I wouldn't mind turning it into a business, but I will also want to make sure I do it the right way. So yeah, man, I tell you, this podcast is gonna take y'all for a ride. It's gonna take y'all for a ride. I'm just so anxious and so ready to show y'all authentically me. You know what I'm saying? I should name the podcast Authentically Me. Nah, that's it. But yeah, this is Thoughts with Chi. This is literally my thoughts out to y'all. Literally my thoughts out to y'all. Thoughts with Chi. I was debating on the name for a while, y'all. Like, I didn't know what I wanted to name it. Thoughts with Chi was the name of the last one that I started and then upload on. I was like, you know what? We're just gonna stick the same name because it's still my thoughts. Of course, every episode will have a theme. It's just my thoughts on those themes and then some, so y'all know. Once again, I want to thank y'all for listening to this. So far it's been 28 minutes and I'm just like rambling, and to every person that's just sitting out there watching like here you go, or you know, to every person that whether you're listening or watching, because it's all audio is also going to be out too. So yeah, that's also another part I like about it. Like, if you don't want to watch it, you can listen to it. If you don't listen to it, you can watch it. So yeah, that's my favorite part about it right now, is that I can have it on two different platforms and people can access it wherever they go. Whether you're in the car listening to it, I don't know if you want to be in the car listening to me yap about whatever it is, but hey, as the episodes go on, I'm pretty sure you will. I'm pretty sure you will. I hope you will, because I do. No. Okay, seriously. Okay. But now, seriously, though, I can't wait for this podcast to continue to grow. Man, I'm ready. I know I'm saying a lot. Once again, I apologize. It's only the first episode. What was I gonna say? Yeah, I'm ready to share this with y'all. I've been sitting on this podcast episode thing for a while, and I can't wait to share my baby with you guys. This is my brand new baby, my podcast, Thoughts with Cheese. It's me, you know? It's me being me. It's y'all seeing the real me or listening or hearing the real me. And eventually, as it goes on, it'll expand. I know I graduate in May of next year. Happy about that. I'm thinking about, okay, we don't want to think too far ahead, but I'm thinking about the podcast setting for after college. But hey, we'll get there when the time comes. We'll get there when the time comes. Let's focus on the present right now. We can love the future, but let's think about the present right now. That's also an important thing. In the meantime, I want to wrap this up. This is the first episode. If you once again, if you sat through this, I thank you. for joining and laughing with me. If you laughed, if you had a straight face, it was like, I'm so sorry. But in the meantime, thank y'all so much. This is Authentically Me. This has been Thoughts with Chi. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. If you're listening, don't forget to share it as well. Thank y'all so much. And I'm out. This has been Thoughts with Chi.